It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. You've heard me talking about the Mystic legendary family of lubes. There's Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. These are lubes specially formulated to help you producers in agriculture stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions with your equipment, and maybe in these challenging times of the agriculture economy, take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders, whenever possible. It's what the folks at Mystic call lubrication domination. You can find your local Mystic distributor or go online to find your local retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. You've heard me spell it before, so you know. Come on, say it with me. That's mysticlubes.com for Mystic Lubricants. Don't know if you've heard this, but one neighborhood here in Chicago is very much on edge because of two apparently random murders, 36 hours apart. Now, these were cold-blooded killings along the sidewalk. One man gunned down at about 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning as he walked his dog. Now, if you live outside of Chicago but often hear the news, you may not fully appreciate where this is. 90% of the much-publicized murders that occur in Chicago happen in the same beleaguered neighborhoods, on the south side and west side. The horrible tragedy repeats there hour after hour, day after day. But now, this is different. This is Rogers Park in Chicago, where the two killings happened on the north side, maybe 4 miles straight north of Wrigley Field. It's home to Loyola University of Chicago, and it's not that far south from Northwestern University in Evanston. Rogers Park has many student residents in a diverse and liberal population. It's not where street killings occur, usually. From This Week in Agribusiness, grain farmers are overdue for a report from Washington that isn't bearish. We'll see if a report coming up next week can fall into that at least friendly category. The next USDA crop report updating the size of corn and soybean crops will be October 11th. Gas prices are creeping up across the heartland. Nationally, the average price has topped $2.90 a gallon for unleaded. That hasn't happened since June, and if the gas prices rise another 8 cents, they'll be the highest in 4 years. In his ads on his campaign site, as the Democratic nominee for Congress in Southwest Michigan, Matt Longjohn refers to himself as an MD. But is he a medical doctor? Press reports say Longjohn earned a medical degree at Tulane and did a residency at Northwestern. But he isn't licensed in Michigan or in his former home state of Illinois as a medical doctor. Now, he isn't offering his services to patients as a physician. He mostly worked as a health researcher and administrator. But press reports in Michigan say there could be some legal questions, because there is the public health code in the state that says a person can't use a designation that could induce the belief that he is lawfully entitled to engage in the practice of a health profession. You know, our candidates must know the kind of scrutiny they will face if they declare candidacy. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.